from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes.
Mike C. Nelson. Now we know his name is Keith from the Progressive Becoming Your Parents commercials.
The White Sox. I can't believe they did more due diligence on hiring a play-by-play guy than a GM.
Middays 10 a.m. till 2.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable to root for that team.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You're one of us.
You're one of us, Mike.
If it was a Bayless with you, what would he do for us?
He'd be a kick returner. He'd play on punt return, on the interior, in the core, or the outside. He could play either one. And on kickoff, he'd play anywhere on kickoff. And then he'd just be, depending on how our corner health is, he'd be the first gunner in. So he'd be in at, hell, we might roll those gunners in the game. Honestly, his speed, he looked way better at gunner this year than he did last year right now.
And then obviously if you want the other
he's
way.
He's alive.
It's alive! It's alive!
Ryan Pohl's leaning into the bit a little bit. That's HBO's Hard Knocks. Richard Hightower talking about all the different ways he can deploy the multifaceted Velus Jones. And that all sounds fine to me because it doesn't involve him trying to catch a football.
Yeah, I guess that's it, right? If you're not asking him to catch a projectile, then he might be your guy. The speed is the speed regardless, and I understand that, but
speed and size, especially that gunner position, being able to get through blocks, shake people off, angle your way toward the returner.
Yeah,
but he's not the gunner. That they were talking about if they had a depth problem right at gunner,
and then he said
put him in there.
No, he said we might roll those gunners.
That's a lot of work to protect somebody who has made a lot of bad plays.
Yes.
He was alive.
Like, I mean, I always follow, and Wani can back me on this because I learned it from his guy, but I always follow the Jimmy Johnson principle of, yes, it's great that you have a lot of players who can make a lot of good plays. Show me the one who makes the least bad ones. And he is not that person. That's why I get frustrated.
Well, they've definitely tried everything to try and make it work with him. He is a really good kick returner. That is proven. He is a good kick returner, one of the best in the league.
But we haven't seen whether or not that's even going to be deployed in the same way in the regular season.
I am almost certain that the choice is going to be, we will just kick it out of the back of the end zone.
If it's the 30-yard line, like, you've got to make that penalty to the point where it hurts teams.
Yep.
40.
35, I think, gets the 40. Job done. The 35 is egregious to me.
We'll
That's a 15-yard penalty from the 20.
Kick it out of bounds, put it at the 40.
40. Go straight 40 with it.
Oh, my God.
If you want these returned, you can get them returned.
That is disgusting. The 40-yard line? Starting at the 40.
What's the downside?
They just cut the field while you're at it.
What's the downside?
I'm with Dan on this, because if the goal is to get teams to return kicks, then you have to then make the it's because we talked about this last week. It's a penalty if the ball hits before the 20. So that's considered to be out of bounds, like the old rules. So why not also make it out of bounds if it's in the end zone?
That's what I said. If you want it in the field of play, keep it in the field of play. And people will. And they'll get specialists that are able to lift it high in the air and drop it right down into a pocket and allow you to set your
hot
defense.
Pocket.
Hot pocket. Like a hot pocket, hot pocket. Put directly in the toilet. If you want it, you can do it.
No, it's part of the Jim Gaffigan bit, remember?
You know what we're doing right now? We're doing the same thing they did in the room. Wish casting scenarios for somebody who hasn't proven enough. Who is this mystery team?
I don't mean to be this guy, but you mean to tell me that Velus Jones is more valuable than Justin Fields?
Exactly. Who is this mystery team? Was it the Schmovid Ligers?
Oh, you got to watch out for them. You throw the records out when they come in.
Are they in the league? I think they should be in the league. But seriously, who was this mystery team that suddenly wanted to give up potentially a higher round draft pick for Velus Jones than Justin Fields?
Do you guys think if Ian Wheeler is healthy, they cut Velus?
Doesn't sound like it. It didn't sound like it from what they were saying yesterday.
It sounded like they feel like he's more versatile than Wheeler, even though Wheeler's got something that you know he's or had speed.
All right, weird thought. Maybe they still want to trade Velus.
They just want to make sure they get that fourth round pick.
And they wanted to hear all the other teams to hear their internal deliberations about how valuable and versatile he is.
But they those other teams have tape
every day. That yeah, sure that's the thing. The NFL has the tape on you.
Just a thought.
They know. They know. So who's this team? That's what I want to know.
Moving Ligers.
Is there any team? Like, I know that we're laughing about him, but is there any team that has depth issues at receiver? Like, I don't know. Don't the Titans this week have depth issues at receiver?
Yeah, among other things. I will say this. It's obvious that, and I'm not good at this game in the game of life professionally, but people really enjoy working with him. Like, he has a personality that's very affable. Everybody likes him. And I think that's gone a long way, too.
What did Napoleon Dynamite say about the liger?
It's pretty much his favorite animal.
Right. And what's the other, like, bred for its magic skills or something, right? He says something like that. Bred for its skills in magic magic?
This ain't the Rosner Show.
Oh, sorry.
Stop getting hooped up on doofballs over there. You got to come back to the now. The point is, I want to know who this mystery team was.
Who is really thin at some of those speed and skill positions? I mean,
Carolina.
I would say the worst. Immediately go to the worst teams.
Carolina's going to be better than you thought. Again?
Why is Carolina going to be good?
Because you're different GM.
Because Bryce Young is going to all of a sudden grow.
Okay.
I'm asking. Why do you think they're going to be good?
I don't think they're going to be good. I said they're going to be better than you think.
Maybe. How do you know if I think?
They won two games last year, right? They can do better than that. They can double that.
They will at least double that.
Do we still have to root for them to be bad?
No, you can root for them to be good if you want.
I mean, okay. That whole division needs to sort itself out.
You should be rooting for Justin Fields to be the starter in Pittsburgh.
Right, because I'm looking for making sure Bears' assets are optimized.
Yeah.
That whole division needs to sort itself out.
The NFC South?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody has to want to win it, number one.
I think Atlanta is trying to tell you that they want to win it.
I know who they promoted.
They spent $100 million. They spent $150 million on quarterbacks.
But there's other positions on the team.
There are. But the problem with Atlanta, they had skill position guys. They've got Bijan and Pitts. They've got a pretty good defense. They've just kind of... They had Desmond Ridder out there being like... And now they don't have that anymore.
Lawrence appeared to be throwing the ball to places where somebody wouldn't be.
Desmond
Ridder was doing.
I was doing exactly what Desmond Ridder was doing last year.
That was a really good Desmond Ridder.
That guy's out of the league now.
He's done.
I'm sad about this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Does he go to Canada?
No, he'll end up. It's quarterbacks. Someone will be like, "Oh yeah, remember him? He was drafted in the third round or whatever. Let's bring him in."
He's gonna have to learn to speak Canadian. He's gonna have to go up there and learn to be a Saskatchewan Rough Rider,
Defenc,
or an Ottawa Rough Rider, right? And there's still two.
There's still two Rough Riders. You want to be a Montreal Alouette?
Why not a Winnipeg Blue Bomber?
Because you get to live in Montreal.
That's true. Although a Toronto Argonaut is allowed to live in Toronto.
Pretty good. You have fun there.
Yeah, you don't want to be a Winnipeg Blue Bomber. Oof. They got a lot of my money in Winnipeg. And that's no thank
you. Je peux vivre à Montréal.
Ooh.
See?
Wow. I just said I can live in Montreal.
You're all fancy with that highfalutin talk.
It's a really great place.
If they really...
I hope they get a baseball team.
They really,
and I hope
really,
it's the White Sox.
Really had a team... Wouldn't you be tempted to trade him?
If who had a team?
To partner with for a Valus Jones Jr. trade where you're
getting... Oh, to send him to Montreal?
For a draft pick.
For a fourth? In a heartbeat.
I didn't even think we were debating that. I would have traded him, period.
I mean,
if someone is offering you a, let's call it a fifth because Pohl said he wasn't going to do it for anything under a fourth. If someone offered me a fifth for Valus Jones, and I mean a fifth of vodka, I would have done it.
Yeah, but it's like buying off a bad bet at that point. If somebody's coming in and giving you pennies on the dollar for a ticket that you're probably not going to cash.
I got two words for you, my friend. Chase Claypool.
He cut him.
And got a pick for him.
After a very long runway. Mm-hmm. And they didn't cut him until he started acting an ass. It wasn't. They didn't cut him because he couldn't play, even though he couldn't play.
No, they got a 7th-round pick for him, right?
Yes.
Like 2 years from now or something like that?
But it wasn't,
it wasn't
because he was bad at football. It was because he became a problem.
Well, I think he's bad at football, too.
Bad at football because he doesn't want to be good.
He is bad at football, but
not
my point is that they weren't worried about the bad at football part.
All I know is, man.
They were worried about bad football character part.
Trady McTraderson over here, and I mean me, would make that trade. And I understand that because of where he was drafted and his relative contract status, it's not his age, obviously, it's his contract age. I understand why they want to kick the tires on it a little more, but oof, I don't know. That would have tempted me.
I thought it was funny to hear Paulson, and he's alive.
Yeah.
He's alive.
I mean, he knows. Yeah, we know. If we know, he knows.
Right.
Of course. Right. The difference is I just don't believe in people often.
I hope he doesn't fumble.
Yeah, he's not bad at football.
That's it, man.
He could be alive and bad at football because that would be the least plausible scenario for that working out.
I will say this. This might indicate something else.
Most plausible, I should say.
That they don't want to trade somebody unless they think they are absolutely done with that person.
That's what I'm saying about Claypool.
And I mean absolutely done. Like, I'll be partially done with somebody and be like, wait, what's the deal? You know, like, what are you trying to get me here?
They weren't trading him until he turned out to be a jerk publicly.
Yeah. But the problem is, a lot of times, that is at the lowest perceived value of the buyer.
Bingo.
Yep, that's the problem.
Well, they also traded someone else who was at the highest point of value.
And that's why I
find then that guy went on to be a two-time All-Pro.
Yeah.
I'm not salty about that.
I know you aren't, but you should be.
No,
you should be because of the process of it.
I like their linebackers a lot,
though. I like their linebackers, too. Whole lot. One of them is going to be on the show every week. That doesn't mean that trading an All-Pro linebacker is a great idea.
It just means that he'll move heaven and earth for his guys.
If
you're a his guy, he's going to move heaven and earth for you. But if you're not... The margin for error becomes very, very, very small.
I think the Roquan thing was more than that. I think the Roquan thing was don't mess with me. Don't demand a trade. Don't come in here with some pretend agent you made up and try to push me around.
The agent was real and got him the contract that he wanted.
The problem is in the NFL production matters. In the NFL production matters. And his production was at an all-time high. He became the highest paid player at his position after that.
I'm not saying he's bad. I'm just saying I do understand.
You have no frame of reference to say he's bad. He's an all-pro linebacker.
If you're willing to throw away...
I'm not arguing any of that.
If you're willing to throw away elite production because of a personality difference,
that's
an issue in the NFL.
Thank you, Layla.
I thought the way he defined stack linebacker and how it fit the defense was a bit of a stretch, but I think there was a kernel of truth in that, and I do think it established him as somebody who wasn't going to mess around with players trying to push him around.
All we've done is just illustrate the inconsistency in policy with only one thread being common. Either you were drafted or acquired by this front office, or you were not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.